right, day 15. We are on the last day of the week. You're 3 weeks in officially.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 2 Kings. We're going to be in chapters 1 and 2, 6 and 7, and 11 and 12.
All right, so in chapters 1 and 2, we start to figure out these things about Elijah as he continues. We see more about him. We meet Ahaziah. And that's basically Ahab's son. He continues to follow in his father's footsteps. He worships false gods rather than the Lord. And we read that he dies just like God said he would. Mm-hmm. God said, you know what? Ahab humbled himself, so I'm not going to do this to him. Now I'm going to do it to him and his generation, or his son, after he dies and wipe out his line. And we see it come to fruition here. He dies just like God says he will. And Elijah is there the whole time saying, hey, look, this is happening because of God. This is the judgment that comes upon you. We read that God just continues to be faithful. Mm-hmm. And because Ahaziah had no son, that was the end of that line, just like God said. And so then we read about Elijah in chapter 2, and basically Elijah's showdown with Ahab and Jezebel is now finished, and it's time for God to allow him to retire. Now, typically when a prophet or somebody, when God's done with them and they get to ride off in the sunset, I suppose, or they're martyred for their faith, or they die of natural causes or whatever, but God treats Elijah differently. He says to Elijah, I'm going to just call you home. Mm-hmm. So Elijah is one of two people in the Bible that does not experience physical death. Enoch is the other back in Genesis, mm-hmm. but God takes him up to heaven in this whirlwind of a chariot, yeah. Right? Like it's this, it would have been something, well, one, to experience, right? That would be super cool. But to see an Elisha, his apprentice, right? Mm-hmm. Elijah and Elisha, uh-huh. We get them mixed up sometimes.
I
because
learned a way.
Okay, what do you got?
Elijah is first because the J comes before the S in the alphabet. So Elijah and Elisha. So then you know who comes first.
Okay, there you
That's
go.
That's helpful.
So Elijah and then Elisha. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And Elisha is with him. And he is kind of distraught to lose his master. But mm-hmm. he knows what's happening, right? And he has ultimate trust in God. In fact, he asks for what can I, Elijah says, what can I do for you? And he says, you know what? Give me a double portion of your spirit. Now he's not saying make me twice as powerful as you. Right. He's basically saying you are so faithful and God uses you for his mm-hmm. kingdom in all of these ways. I want that. I want that and more of that. I want to do for God the way you're doing for God. And Elijah says, well, I can't do that for you, but perhaps God will. And gives him a test, and we see that God does. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of this fun thing, and they run around looking for him after he's gone, right? Because Elisha gets it, but none of the other people get it. They're like, oh, maybe he flew here, or maybe God dropped him off there. No, he's gone.
Yep.
But that's and then we see Elisha just kind of steps into that main prophet mm-hmm. role as we keep going. Chapter 6, I think. Oh, go ahead.
One of my other favorite stories,
what you
when
got?
Those boys mock him.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They call him Baldy.
Yeah.
And then he's basically like,
yeah.
Oh, bears are going to eat you.
Yeah, right? Like the axe head falls in the water and it floats. Elisha is going to Bethel. And it says when they're not really mocking him and jeering him. Mm-hmm. It really is meant to be more of a, they are threatening him. Mm-hmm. And they're threatening God's chosen prophet. Mm-hmm. And so God's like, yeah, no. And Elisha calls a bear to come and maul them. Mm-hmm. That is a weird kind of a strange
little
story.
Weird stories that are thrown.
Yeah.
There.
And then in chapter 6, we get more of Elisha, right? We get, that's where the axe head floats. And then there's two things that happen, right? Because there's a group, a nation, the Arameans, and they want to attack and conquer Israel. God's not allowing it. The way God's stopping it is he's using Elisha. Mm-hmm. Elisha keeps telling them, hey, do this, do that. And it's successful because God's with him. So they decide, you know what, here's what we got to do. We got to get Elisha. Mm-hmm. So they send a bunch of the army to surround the house. And ultimately, at God's command, they're all struck blind. And they're like, still wanting to do it. They're blind, but they're still like, we got to get Elisha. And so Elisha's like, well, come with me. I'll take you to him. So they think they're following him to Elisha's house so they can get him. Mm-hmm. And Elisha takes them right into the city, and they're conquered by the Israelite army. And all of a sudden they can see, and they're like, oh, that didn't go well. And then there's another story here with the same group of people, the Arameans. They want to conquer, so they bring a siege against the capital city of Israel, which is Samaria. And this siege goes on for a long time. This is another gritty story, right? Mm-hmm. So long that there's no food and water in the city, to the point where they're defeated for sure. In fact, one of the things that happens is some women come to him complaining, right? A woman comes to him complaining, saying, hey, we got a problem. Like, we're so hungry that yesterday this lady said, hey, I got a plan. Today we'll eat your baby. Mm-hmm. Now, we assume these babies had died, but I don't know this to be sure. He said, today we'll eat your baby, and then next we'll eat my baby. So they ate hers, mm-hmm. and then the next time when it was time to eat the other baby, she like was, no, we're not doing it, and disappeared. And the lady's complaining, like, hey, make her let us eat her baby. And the king is heartbroken, and he's tearing his robes, and he's remorseful, and he's repenting, and we see some things there. And may God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if the head of Elisha remains on his shoulders today. And Elisha didn't do this, right? This is God's judgment on him. And Elisha says, you know what? Uh-uh. This isn't going to be the way it is. God is going to win this one. And disaster is going to come on you. And it does. So disaster comes on him. But God ends the siege in a weird way. He has the Arameans turn on each other. And so two dudes that are really hungry, they're lepers. They're really hungry. They're like, hey, we're just going to try to sneak out into the enemy camp and see if we can steal some food or something. Maybe they'll take us prisoner. Maybe they'll feed us. Who knows? They go out and there's nobody there, right? There's no enemy there. And God had them turn on each other, and they ran, and they sit and they eat all the food and they do all the stuff. And then after a while, they're like, hey, other people are hungry too. Maybe we should go tell them what's going on. And so they go back into the city and they answer. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's just one of those weird things where God just, he's like, your army can't win this battle, but I'll win this battle for you. And of course, the king got up in the night and he went and dealt with all these things, but ultimately he ends up dying, and God just has his way. So, and you know, we keep going, and you get to chapter 11, and then you get this one last little story in this section with Attila and Joash. Attila is the mother of one of these evil kings, and she decides that she's going to take over. So she kills the royal family, but there is one baby, and the baby is Joash, and they end up hiding. Some faithful people end up hiding Joash in the temple for 6 years. And when Joash is 7, they decide to make him public. They blow trumpets, they crown him king, and they kill Attila for taking over. And Joash then is a faithful king. He repairs the temple. He brings things back into to order with the worship of God. And so we see that in that, God continues to protect David's line, even though people are trying to remove his lineage completely.